Track 6. Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. This month, the tips from Vision Norfolk are some handy hints on using banks and cash cards. Paul Henderson will read their suggestion.
Using the bank. Banking and spending money is an important everyday part of life. Everyone should be able to access their money and purchase goods in a way that is easy, safe and secure for them. The Equality Act 2010 is a law that aims to ensure that everyone has an equal opportunity to use services, meaning that providers must make reasonable adjustments, including banks and shops. Getting cash. To find your nearest branch and the location of cash machines, you can ask your bank to give you the information in your preferred format. If you're withdrawing cash from the branch, you can ask the cashier to count your money out by denomination. You might also want to ask the cashier to count out the notes and coins separately, and for money and receipts be placed directly into your hand. If you find it easier to get cash from a cash machine, talking cash machines are slowly becoming more common. These machines allow users to insert headphones and listen to instructions instead of having to read text on a screen. It will give you several choices and ask you to press the appropriate option on the keypad. On each keypad, the 5 has a raised dot which enables you to navigate the numbers. You must have a pair of earphones to plug into the machine. Some banks will provide you with earphones to keep and use if you don't already have a pair. You can find your local talking cash machines by asking your bank or downloading the Link accessible app from the Google Play or Apple Store. Paying by card. If you choose to pay by card, you can often easily pay in shops through contactless payments. A contactless card purchase of up to £100 can be made by simply tapping your card on the card reader. However, you will still sometimes be asked to enter your PIN for security reasons. Most card reader keypads will have the same layout in shops, making it easier once you have familiarised yourself with it. The number 5 will have a tactile marking, and the Enter key is usually a larger button on the bottom right-hand corner. There may be times when you'll be asked to use a touchscreen pad. The touchscreen has a visual design which can often be clearer than on a standard keypad. If this isn't the case, a separate high contrast option can be selected before the keypad appears. The shop assistant should be able to help with this. Retailers are expected to have accessible payment systems as part of the Equality Act. If using a keypad is difficult, then you can ask for a chip and signature card instead. You can ask your card issuer for this type of card instead of a chip and PIN card. All shops should accept chip and signature cards as a reasonable adjustment to make their service accessible to you. Your rights. Under the Equality Act, service providers must make reasonable adjustments to ensure that everyone is able to access services. You should never be asked to pay extra for the adjustments you require. Some reasonable adjustments could include your bank providing bank statements in your preferred format and ensuring that they have accessible online and phone banking options if you prefer to bank from home.
Thank you, Paul. If you want further information or any kind of support, please do call Vision Norfolk. The Norwich branch is on 01603 573 000. The Great Yarmouth branch can be called on 01493 745 973. And you can say hello to Ed there. And if you are in the west of the country, try the King's Lynn branch on 01553 660 808. Do let us know if you find these tips helpful.